1805 UTC, 1405 local time. Here are the major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Assamba. First, the headlines. Huge stocks of Indian hemp and mind-altering substances have been seized in a gendarmerie operation at Umbura in the Mayo Chanaga division of the far north region of the country. Poor network connectivity affects the daily activities of mobile telephone users in the west region, sparking complaints. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. The Far North Gendarmerie Legion has seized a huge stock of local Indian hemp and other mind-altering substances after an operation at Bura in the Mayo Chanaga division. The operation also led to the arrest of a dozen drug traffickers. The gendarmerie has called on the population to continue collaborating with them to put an end to this traffic. Henry Tato Ikambi reports from CRTB Far North in Marwa.
In a major blow to drug trafficking in the region, the Gendarmerie Legion in the far north has successfully seized a massive stockpile of Indian hemp, tramadol and other mind-altering substances from suspected traffickers. Colonel Joseph Desiringili, commander of the Far North Gendarmerie Legion.
After Muturwa and Mokolo, we are in Buha under the canopy of the same mission to track drug traffickers who are hindering children from staying in school. So, we thank the population for collaborating with us to give us good information.
The long-suffering inhabitants of this locality, who have endured the devastating consequences of these harmful drugs, are overjoyed with this arrest and have pledged to intensify their collaboration with the gendarmerie to eradicate this scourge once and for all. Pascal Valentin is a relieved resident of Bura.
We are so happy with this operation because these traffickers disturb us a lot. They take these drugs from Nigeria and bring it here and disturb us.
A comprehensive investigation has been launched to dismantle the entire criminal network, and those arrested have been paraded before the press and remain in custody. Marwa, Henry Datoigambi, CLTV.
Mobile telephone users in the West region are complaining about frustrations tied to poor network connectivity, which affects their daily activities. Amongst the complaints, they mention that the absence of a quality mobile network in the region has sometimes led to the loss of lives and failed business transactions. Eric Lamia Wufo reports from CRTV West in Bafusam.
He lives in Batu Farm, one of the rural areas in the West region. He decries the fact that he couldn't intervene in an emergency situation to rescue the life of a close family relative because he was unreachable due to poor mobile network connections.
To me, only in the night, but unfortunately, the person had died.
Poor cellular network connections and network congestions are common challenges faced by mobile telephone users in Bafusam.
You are in the conversation with someone from the village, he called you and he dropped. Now, when you try getting back to him, it doesn't go through. Network connections are bad. For example, you want to carry out a monetary transaction. You have to insist many times.
It has been observed that there are still areas like Sancho in the Menua with no coverage to any mobile network company. And users in these areas have to track distances to handle exigencies. Eric Langmia Wofo, CRTV News, Bafusam.
Commercial motorbike riders in the Bamenda 1 municipality have been hailed for being law-abiding and for their collaboration with the administration in promoting peace within the locality. This was during a sensitization campaign organized by the mayor of Bamenda 1, Felix Mbiga, together with transport officials, during which the bikes riders were edified on the dangers of not respecting road safety measures such as excess speed and overloading. Mary Ann Lantum reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
A recent report from the Sahel Women's Empowerment.
The commercial motorbike sector in Mezam is one of the leading economic activities dominated by the youth. Unfortunately, in some parts of the division, the sector has been infiltrated by suspected non-state arms groups. The mayor of Bamenda 1, Felix Mbiga, during a sensitization campaign in the municipality, has however saluted the bike riders of the council area for being law-abiding.
They played a greater role for bringing this peace in our community. The bike riders of Bamenda 1 are very, very well organized, where they have their parks and their president. And nobody will come to load in the area that is not their area. They must ask to know who you are. Is to sustain the peace that we have in our community.
The campaign was an avenue to also caution the bike riders to be more conscious for their safety and that of their customers. A reminder described by the riders as life-saving.
We are at times victim of accident because of ignorance. You see somebody that will come and try to overspeed another vehicle on your right, which is not allowed. So it can lead to an accident at the point to even lose their life.
The commercial motorbike riders have been handed a symbolic gift of 30 helmets to outstanding bike riders, and the officials have promised to subsidize the cost of acquiring their licenses. Marianne Lantum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Within the framework of its empowerment program to municipalities, the National Participatory Development Program, known in its French acronym as the PNDP, offered two boats in 2022 to the Manuka municipality in the Douala 6 Council. The main transportation means in the locality is navigation through the high sea. Two years on, officials of the PNDP were in Manuka recently to evaluate the impact in the activities of the population of Manuka, which counts 27 habitable islands. Cynthia Ethim reports.
The boats navigate in perfect condition, showcasing their grandeur on the waters linking the 27 islands of the Manuka municipality. For over 2 years, the local population has been sailing through the activities on the islands with ease thanks to these boats offered them by the National Participatory Development Program. Equipped with a 75-horsepower engine, life jackets and other materials, the boats serve the riverside populations in many aspects, including fishing activities. The PNDP grants have equally fostered unity between the communities and local authorities. Ernest Edimo is the mayor of Manuka. It is thanks to these boats that the council carries out its activities with ease. The boats help in every aspect, including the social and health domains. It is very fast. It takes about 25 to 30 minutes to reach Douala. It helps in the urgent transportation of people and can carry 24 persons at a time. The locality, endowed with touristic sites, is described as a stronghold for harmonious living together. The PNDP is, through this result, poised on further impacting the development of municipalities. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News.
Girls in 800 primary and secondary schools of the three northern regions of Cameroon have received didactic materials within the framework of the Sahel Women's Empowerment and Demographic Dividend Project, abbreviated as SWED. The donation, which is a fruit of a cooperation between the Cameroon government and the World Bank, took place yesterday in the town of Kashiga under the chairmanship of the governor of the North Region, Jean Abate Edi. Details with Maimouna in Garoua.
A recent report from the Sahel Women's Empowerment and Demographic Dividend Project, dubbed SWED, reveals that 10% of young girls in the rural parts of the far north, North and Adamawa regions of Cameroon drop out of school either because of financial or marital reasons. In order to reverse the situation and enhance the education of young girls, a consignment of 30,000 didactic kits have been donated, with, more interestingly, school bags with solar panels and rechargeable batteries to enable pupils and students learn even in the advent of blackouts. The donation, which has been made possible thanks to the government and the World Bank, has been hailed. Dr. Alphonse Mba Ngami is the national coordinator of the project.
The government of Cameroon, through the Ministry of Economy, the Ministry of Women Empowerment, with the involvement of the other ministries, lead this activity in order to keep girls at school.
The presiding governor, Jean Abate Edi, seized the opportunity to send a warning to perpetrators of robbery and abductions in Kashiga, reaffirming that they will not be allowed to provoke chaos in a context where youth and especially young girls are expected to pursue their studies without fear or constraints. The ceremony also called for a balance sheet of the Sahel Women's Empowerment Initiative in the health and socio-professional sectors. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimouna Joya for CRTV News.
Most Yaoundé inhabitants have reaffirmed their independence on electricity, which enables them to carry out their respective sustainable activities on a daily basis. On the day that the center region joins the rest of the world to celebrate World Energy Day, most of its residents have complained about the frequent power cuts, which sometimes slow down businesses. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi of CRTB Center reports.
Most small-scale business operators and those in the informal sector in the central region household at the constant and frequent power cuts noticed in the region has greatly disrupted economic activities in recent time.
I do manicure, pedicure, hairdressing and installing and all the rest. Yeah, which all these things I do, I always need electricity. One of the funniest thing is, most of them are going to cut lights, probably in the process of doing client hair, nails and all the rest. You see, they'll get lights. And still, at the end of the day, you come and you come with a high electricity bill for you to pay.
Those involved in the beauty and tailoring sectors have attested that this has greatly hindered their relationship with their clients.
Customers will give their addresses for you to meet up within a time frame. You cannot show them and give it. Very embarrassing. Today you have electricity, you try to see if you can meet up with some of your clients' demands. The next minute is off. It's not easy. They should try and do something, because you can't even raise funds to pay your children's school fees. You can't pay your rent, because this is where we even have money to take care of ourselves. But we cannot meet up. Today light, the next day no electricity. Frustrating, it's embarrassing.
Many persons in rural areas of the central region now prefer to use renewable energy, which is considered clean and more efficient, as inhabitants join others to celebrate the World Energy Day today, October the 22nd. Their plea is for the electricity provider to ensure the constant presence of electricity in the central region. Lekiate Getro Dasongazi, Regional News Center.
Thanks, Lekete Gertrude Sungazi. And that does it for this edition of the Regional News, in which you heard that huge stocks of Indian hemp and mind-altering substances have been seized in a gendarmerie operation at Bura in the Mayotanaga division of the Far North region. And poor network connectivity affects the daily activities of mobile telephone users in the West region, sparking complaints. This edition of the Regional News was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osumba Nyaunde, thanking you for listening.
And have a great day, Bertrand, as you enjoy this song by Zonga Gaimona.
Thank you, Lisa.